This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Hey, Steve.
Hey there, BJ. Happy post-4th.
Hey, right back at you, brother.
See, all your fingers are intact. That's a good thing.
Yeah, my fingers are all intact. Things are good. I can't say the same, though, maybe for some people that are trying to do magic tricks in Poland.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you think fireworks would be the problem, but indeed, sometimes you got other issues going on. There's a magician in Poland tried to do a trick on a Polish TV show the other day, and the trick failed, and one of the co-hosts got her hand impaled on a huge nail.
Ooh.
Oh, this is not good. The nail was about 6 inches long, a quarter inch thick. The magician had put a nail inside one of the 4 different paper bags, and he was going to down the line smashing all the bags. He made her try it, and she hit the nail. Oh, here's the audio of this.
W taki oto sposób rozwalamy. Zrobimy na trzy, dobrze? Uważaj.
Raz, dwa.
Kurwa, przepraszam. Naprawdę, przebiłem mi rękę. Przepraszam.
Ała, ała, to bolało.
Słuchajcie, nie.
To bolało, ała.
Błagam was, nie.
Ała.
Wow.
I don't speak Polish, but I think she didn't appreciate what just happened.
No, I don't think she liked that at all.
I mean, I'm no linguist.
No. Oh, you can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. This is insanity. It looks like one of those TV talk show things, you know, and oh.
Oh, and he kind of guides her hand into the bag.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's straight up like she's like, hey, everybody, here's my Jesus impression.
Yeah.
Like she's got a spike in her hand.
Oy, 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 oy. And I don't understand how this is a thing.
And how is her co-host not, like, doing anything other than I'd punch the guy, I think.
I know.
I'd be like, you son of a bitch, you just impaled my cohort's hand.
Yeah, and then he just takes her off the camera, and that'll be all, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not the kind of 6 inches she wants in her hand, right, Vicky?
Right.
Wow.
Owie!
I didn't expect that one.
Can we hear that again?
Oh, you want to hear that again?
That is epic.
That's disturbing to me.
Taki to sposób. Rozwalamy. Zrobimy na trzy, dobrze? Uważaj.
Raz, dwa.
Kurwa, przepraszam. Naprawdę, przebiłem rękę. Przepraszam.
Ała, ała, to bolało.
Słuchajcie,
to bolało, ała.
Błagam was, niech.
Ała.
He pulls her like she's held like this thing in her hand, and he just pulls it out and it's like, ta-da!
Yeah, that's my magic trick.
It worked!
I'm going to disappear and never show up on your show again.
I told you I'd stab you good.
Top that, David Blaine.
She's... yeah, but you know, I'm with you, Steve. Why is the co-host not more upset about this?
He just doesn't seem like he gives an F.
Yeah, he must have been high. You know,
oh, is that what they do over in Poland?
That's what they do in Holland or Poland.
Dang, dude. Well, yeah, I mean, this has got over 2.2 million views, so it's a viral hit.
Is something fishy, or do you feel like this is all set up? Do you feel like, I don't understand how this could have happened, you know, and why people weren't more upset about, like, why the co-host wasn't, like you said, punching the guy out.
For all I gather is that he's in shock. Like, he probably did not expect today on our breakfast show that we're going to have a nail go through my cohort's hand.
Damn.
But do you think now, I mean, it's gotten a crap ton of views, over 2.2 million views.
Yeah.
Do you possibly see, like, you know, I mean, Kelly Ripa being like, look, we need to do something to get the word out. And all of a sudden now you got other people pretending to have magic tricks go wrong?
Yeah. You can see the girls.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The girls in The View need to do something with that show. Maybe Whoopi Goldberg's got to take a nail to the hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, if that's what you want me to do. By the way, that's a great impression of Whoopi. Ah! Owie! Owie!
Who's Whoopi?
Whoopi. You like Whoopi Goldberg?
What the hell?
It's early, my friend.
No.
It's early. If she was in Australia, her name would be Whoopi.
Okay? Oh,
okay. So that's the Australian view.
I don't think she's a fan of 6 inches in her hand, right?
I don't know. Didn't Ted Danson? I think her and Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah.
So he probably gave her. Well, I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't give her the old pole treatment.
Man.
I have no idea how things happen in Huckabee's world.
That guy's magic career just ended that night. That morning.
Yeah, you're done, right?
Yeah.
How do you go to that guy's show? Unless you go to the show hoping that he literally saw somebody in half. Like, you're like, you know what? Right. Somebody may die. I want to go see this show.
He goes, anybody in the audience want to be a volunteer? And everyone's like, puts their finger on their nose. Not it.
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
No, we saw you on the British show or the Poland show.
Yeah, owie. We saw you with Whoopi. It's not good, okay?
I like the description. He says, a magic trick demonstration didn't go as planned.
Wow.
You think?
I
need to put that in the description. I think we all could put two and two together.
So,
that wasn't planned.
Having done magic before, I wonder if that's a collapsible nail thing that didn't collapse.
Oh.
You know, is the only thing I can think of is that it's supposed to, you know, like one of those fake Nike blades you can stab yourself with.
Yeah.
And it goes in. It probably didn't go in, which, but then the fact that it's still stuck in her hand that way. Oy, oh, man.
Or was it he just completely lost track of which bag it was in?
There could be that. That's not good, though. You really, you know, when you're doing a trick with people, you don't want to have a real nail that somebody could actually, you know, because I've seen Penn and Teller do a bit where he has a nail gun.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's shooting nails and then he's shooting himself, shooting nails, shooting himself. And I'm just thinking, man, if there are real nails in there, that could go horribly wrong for those guys. Like, there's got to be a way that Penn Jillette knows that he's never going to get hit by a nail.
You know what the frustrating thing I bet for her, too, is that if she would have done the smash of the bag, because they got the bag propped open and then you got to smash it down, if she would have done it, she probably would have felt that nail and stopped at a reasonable moment. But because he was guiding her hand, he didn't feel it. You know what I mean?
He pushed her right on it.
So, yeah, to add insult to injury, not only is she getting impaled, but like he is forcing her hand more down.
And she pulls it out, and there's the nail sticking out of her hand.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he just pulls it out. Ta-da! And he's just like, you're okay now, right? Oh, all right.
I'm out.
Did my job. I told everybody. Hey, before you get up here, we told everybody, we're going to get this girl stabbed with a nail. Watch how I do it. All right, well, we got the Seattle home that was deemed too dangerous to enter. Too dangerous to enter, and it just sold for nearly $500,000. How? Why? Yeah, Steve will tell you. He's got the news for you at 6:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. Celebrate 45 years of rock with KISW. Get that 45 years of rock box set. Man, that's pretty sweet from Heritage Distilling. You get 21 bottles of whiskey and bourbons from Heritage Distilling. Plus, you get an exclusive 45 years of rock retro shirt. That's only available in the box set. And a pair of rock shot glasses. This is a sweet purchase. You got to get it before it's gone. And also, you're helping out a good cause as a portion of the net proceeds benefit Motley Zoo. You want more info? You want to get one? It's simple. Go to KISW.com.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Shane Company for giving us news in sports. And here's just a perfect example of how crazy the house prices have gone here in the Northwest. It's just people are being outbid by ridiculous amounts. Like, they'll list a house, and it just goes for even way more than what it's being listed as. And this takes the cake. There's a house in West Seattle that has collapsing floors, ceilings as well. They could collapse at any moment. About 5 feet of standing water, toxic air that's not safe to breathe. It's so bad that only licensed contractors have to sign a legal waiver, and those are the only people that could enter this home. I mean, it's too dangerous to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, it's still sold It still received 41 offers and wound up selling for double the asking price.
Wow.
$427,000 for a house that you cannot even walk into. I mean, the listing agent couldn't even walk into the house. It's that bad.
Wow.
The couple that lived in this house, they died a couple of years ago. And shockingly, they're viewing this house as a teardown job.
Because you think?
You can't do any remodels. You can't throw a new carpet down. You can't do any of that
really?
Stuff.
Oh, really? You got to tear it? You sure you can't?
Yeah, and they think that one of the big selling points, the reason why it did sell as much as it did, A, for the obviously the property, but because if you build a second story on this home, it might create a mountain view. So $427,000 for a house that you cannot even walk into.
Someone's going to make bank on that, Steve.
We'll see.
Someone's going to make bank. I mean, you flip that house, and if you build it, I don't know, maybe you spend $200,000 building a new house on there, maybe $300,000. If you sell it for like $800,000 to $1,000,000, you make some cash.
I say list it as is and say it's a turnkey home.
Turnkey, sure.
Good luck to you.
Here you go, buddy.
Ignore all those signs. This guy could be the idiot of the day. He's in the Rainier Beach area. And he just decides that he's going to take his pickup truck, and he warned the employees at Jack in the Box, and I'm just going to ram my pickup truck into the building, into the establishment.
Oh, really?
Now, he drove away before the police were able to arrive, but they were able to find this guy riding a bike in downtown Rainier Avenue, in the Rainier Avenue area, because, well, his truck's not working.
Yeah, of course.
They said, quote, he appeared erratic and made several strange statements. So we're not exactly sure why he decided to... back the truck up.
The guy that just slammed his truck into a Jack in the Box was making erratic and strange statements, was he?
Just going for that fourth meal, man.
Yeah.
Just when you're hungry, you're hungry.
Got to get in there, man.
Let's talk about sports. The Mariners looked good after they swept the Baltimore Orioles. That was pretty awesome. And then they wound up losing the last two to the Houston Astros. That's not good.
No.
Three home runs were hit on Taijuan Walker, and they wound up losing 5-2. They play again today at 5:10. You can watch it on Root Sports, and then they're going to be off to Kansas City. So we'll see how the Mariners do.
I thought you were turning it around because the Orioles are first place team.
I know.
Thought, okay, you sweep them, you must be turning it around.
They were on a 7-game winning streak, and then they wound up beating them 4 in a row.
Yeah, but here come the S.
Wasn't meant to be.
Tros.
Mariners do have one guy going to the All-Star team, and that is, no surprise, Robbie Cano. He made it as a reserve, so there you go. Now, I don't know where to go with all this craziness that's going on with Russell Wilson and Ciara, other than to just give everybody the news.
All right.
TMZ just reported that Russell Wilson of our Seattle Seahawks and singer/model Ciara, they're going to be getting married in a day or two in England.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
We're getting married.
Hello, Governor. Give me the wedding, would you please?
According to some sources, they're already in England with about 100 of their closest friends and family for the nuptials. And they're going to be using, I guess, a castle-like backdrop. So they're not going to get dressed up as Batman and Catwoman like they did for Halloween.
I was going to say, why England? But I guess if you want a fancy old castle, that's the place to go.
Plus, probably to get away from her ex. I don't know if you also heard that news.
What's going on there?
No, it's just a soap opera, man. You got to... Man, Russell Wilson's just walking into some serious drama.
Yeah.
Because she's in the middle of a legal dispute with Future, which is her ex, her baby daddy. He's a rapper. And I guess now she's making some new legal documents saying that she's concerned that Future might murder her fiancé.
Oh, what?
Because he's made multiple threats, including... Here's the thing, though. I mean, one's in a song, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. I don't know. But the other one, I guess he had a bunch of football emojis on Twitter, on social media, and guns pointing towards those footballs. So she saw that as a threat as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a credible threat in the world of social media. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard, I know you're a big Future fan, BJ, but he has a new track called Juice.
Yeah.
Where in the song he says, trying to blank my baby mama, dog, what's up with you? You're going to make me get that heat. Supposedly, I guess, a gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pulling up on you. I, of course, can't deliver the rap as well as Future. Here's the clip.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big hit.
So that's what's going on. Yeah I don't know why. I know a lot of people love Future. A lot of fans of hip hop. I have not understood why he's considered talented, but that's just me.
Yeah. Well, now, and not only that, now Russell Wilson's got to look over his shoulder, man. Because all because of what he did to the baby mama, and then the heat's coming, and then there's footballs with guns pointed at him.
It sounds like the offensive line have more things to worry about than just the other team's defense.
That's a good point.
They got to just go out and hit the town with Russell.
Yeah, now they just got to always be padded up.
You just never know when a guy's going to have an emoji war.
You're going to have an emoji war bringing that heat.
Unbelievable stuff going on. I mean, just ridiculous drama. And as far as weather, 75 degrees and sun today, and thank you, Sport Clips.
Again, you know, this is where I look at Russell and go, if you just found a girl that didn't have all this ridiculousness, like, did you have to go for a celebrity? Couldn't you find somebody that just was a regular person that didn't have somebody named Future who'd be pissed that you'd be, you know, again, you gotta...
You can't force love, man.
I think you can. I really do. I really think you can force love. You know... This is his first marriage, right?
No, it's not. Remember, he got divorced.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about his first. You know what's so funny? I totally forgot he had a wife. You're right.
Yeah.
Totally out of my mind.
He was married before he even went into the NFL.
How did he do that to me? How did he make me forget that he had a whole other marriage?
I don't know, BJ. Perfect. How did he do that?
He's so perfect. I just assume this is his first marriage. He's never been down. You're right. He deserves what he gets then. This is exactly what he gets.
He deserves all the drama.
He does.
I mean...
You know, he had a good thing going, didn't he? He had the other marriage. She was with him through thick and thin. They were Christian together, right? I mean, seriously, what?
There were rumors of infidelity, too. I mean,
on her part or his part?
Do you
part?
Not remember anything?
No, I don't. I forgot. So the rumors
remember
that maybe
the rumor
she didn't...
I mean, I don't know if it's true. You take it with a grain of salt.
Allen Iverson's mother, was she involved?
No, Golden Tate allegedly was hooking up with her.
But I heard that wasn't true. You really going to go with that?
No, I said allegedly. I said I'd take it with a grain of salt. I mean, but, you know, I'm just reminding you that...
Of course, Golden Tate was the guy that did just go in and go get the top pot when he wanted it, right? Wasn't that him?
So he just takes what he wants.
He takes what he wants.
When he wants it.
Yeah, okay. It's a good point. Hadn't thought about that. You're right.
Keep up on the Russell Wilson marital
status. I'm totally with Russell Wilson. I totally forgot all about that. Like, I thought this was his first marriage.
Like one texter says, isn't it ironic that Future is pissed off about his past? It's a very solid point.
That's a really, really good point. With a name like Future, why is he looking in the wrong direction? That's a really good point. You know what I mean? It's like she's gone. You know, she's the baby mama. And
yeah, just root for the other teams every time the Seahawks play. That's bad enough, I guess, right?
I'd be rooting for child support, really, if I was Future. I'd be like, you know what? I need some child support here. I need some help.
And that's why you got to take all the stuff that's going on between him and Ciara with a grain of salt because, I mean, there's some serious like legal issues going on, and I'm sure she's trying to do everything in her power to make him look as bad as possible for custody issues. I mean, it's stupid because, you know, you see these stories in the news, and of course, you know, it's just like, wow, okay, this is when does football season start? Can we stop worrying about what Russell Wilson is marrying and what drama that unfolds because of it?
It is tough, though, when you're writing songs and you're putting tweets out there with, you know, guns and football. Like, where's the line between what we should take seriously and what we shouldn't take seriously? Only because I'm just fresh off again, you know, I'm powering through that OJ Made in America thing.
Oddly enough, the song is called Juice because it references OJ Simpson in the song.
Which, by the way, not a good thing to reference.
No.
Not if you're trying to be like, I'm only kidding.
Right.
Because it didn't end well. I mean, more, you know, it's funny. It's like, here's the sad thing. OJ started off like Russell Wilson. He was like Mr. Great Guy, Mr. Everybody Loved Him, Mr. Said the Right Thing. And then behind closed doors, it was insanity, apparently. And now here's Russell Wilson, where his personal life seems to be devolving more and more into insanity. Not so much him yet, but definitely the people around him. Mm-hmm. Like, what do we not know? What is going on, man? Is it going to be Russell Wilson Made in America? Are we going to see that?
That is the drama that I would not want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Like, gosh, I mean, I just want to get laid. You know, that's what if I'm Russell, I'd be like, can you tell your guy to leave me alone? Like, stop writing stupid songs and sending out emojis with guns pointing at footballs.
Dude, apparently he hasn't picked the right women, though. I mean, he's got, you know, if it's true about the first marriage, you know, it's like, geez, top pot guy, really?
I don't care. So if it's the whole personal life is a mess, so long as he helps Seahawks win another Super Bowl.
That is amazing. Who cares? You're absolutely right. If he wins another
Super Bowl. That fixes everything.
If he wins another Super Bowl in the midst of all this. You got to give him total props because his life looks like it's a little bit of an S show.
Last time the Seahawks won a Super Bowl, it was in the middle of all the drama that was with his ex-wife.
Oh, so you're hoping.
Maybe this is like maybe Pete's like, look, you play better and the team succeeds when you're surrounding yourself with drama.
So if you could.
Right. Here's this lady, Ciara. She's got a crazy ex.
Yeah.
and he's probably going to write some songs about you.
But Russell, we need you to get back to your form.
But you want to hoist that Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
You got to put up with it.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's okay. When you're at your best.
All right. Oh, and by the way, we're bringing Golden back to the team, just so you know.
This is so stupid, man.
It really is.
If I'm like Future's buddy, which I'm not.
Would your name be Present?
Yeah. Sure.
Future's buddy, Present, Steve.
Hey, Future, it's Present.
Hey, how are you, Present?
I'd be like, bro, you sound sad. Like, you're singing, yeah. Like, give it up. Like, she's moved on. You move on.
Yeah. Unless he thinks he's going to get some cred because he's talking about some guy in the NFL and he's trying to be tough. I don't understand it.
And I think a lot of it has to do with there's a fictional world. I mean, when you're a hip-hop guy, and especially the type of style that he does, I mean, it's definitely like you're trying to come off tough. I guess that's part of the songwriting process. You know, you sing songs about taking people out. I don't know. It's not my style of songwriting.
After 50 Cent came out and said everything was basically a lie. You know, and he's trying to say, I'm actually a good guy. I'm kind of meek, and I wasn't ever that guy. Really? Really, Fitty? Okay.
Right. I mean, it's a persona, but it's just like, gosh.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
It is. It is kind of dumb. All right. Yesterday, our boy Steve, he just wasn't able to get this one right.
What fluid transports oxygen and nutrients into cells of the body?
Water?
No.
Coca-Cola?
No.
Rainier?
Oh, gross. No.
It wasn't Coca-Cola. You sure?
Why not?
That's a lot of fluid. I like that. That's the kind of fluid I like in my system. I guess he was looking for blood, I suppose. All right. Yeah, you have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. We're playing Beat Migs. It's 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.